Support comes from Warren Perrin, author of Acadian Redemption, The History of the Origin of the Cajun Culture. From the terror of exile to the triumph of reconciliation, and Beau Soleil, the man who led the first group of Acadians to Louisiana. A French translation of the book, entitled Une Saga Acadienne, is now available. More at acadianmuseum.com.
KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Bonjour et bienvenue encore ici sur KRVS 88.7. Je suis ton host, votre host, Megan Brown. Et ça, c'était Wayne Perry avec Old Joe Clark. Et ça, c'était enregistré en 1934 par John et Alan Lomax. Aujourd'hui, ici sur Encore, on va utiliser les clips de notre radio show. Et les hommes de ce radio show, ils ont fait ce que moi j'ai d'habitude de faire. Et ça, c'est d'utiliser les recordings qui étaient faits au festival, des choses comme ça, live. Et donc, tout. Les enregistrements que ces gens ils ont utilisés, ça va être des enregistrements du Festival de Deux Mondes qui était au Vermont des années passées. Et c'était un festival pour unir les mondes francophones. Ça veut dire des gens de Missouri, qui ont des racines francophones, des gens de la Louisiane, les gens du Canada, de Maine, n'importe où, les gens avec des racines francophones. Donc aujourd'hui, on va écouter ces recordings-là. On va commencer avec le radio show. Ils vont introduire le reste du show. Vous allez comprendre.
On va vivre avec la musique avant qu'il nous en parle. Ok, très vite.
From National Public Radio in Washington, this is Folk Festival USA. And I'm Steve Rath with a welcome back to Folk Festival's fourth year of good times and fine music. This will be a season of new and unusual programs for Folk Festival listeners. Lots of new music and some old friends like the Louisiana Aces. The Aces were part of the Festival des Deux Mondes.
Thank you.
With us in the studio are Al McKinney and Andy Wallace. Al and Andy are friends to numerous folkies all across the country. If you're a regular listener to Folk Festival, you've probably heard them on the National Folk Festival and the Smithsonian Folk Festival. And they're friends of ours. They've been through quite a bit, and they've been traveling around the country in between times, going to and working on festivals. And they've brought with them tapes of a folk festival that they put together, actually a touring festival. And I'll let Andy tell you just a little bit about that festival and who was on it. Andy?
Well, Festival du Monde was conceived a couple of years ago as a traveling exposition of French music as it spread out throughout North America over a 300-year period. The idea behind it was to take it to French-Canadian communities in one small area, and we picked the state of Vermont, and see what the reaction of the people would be to the dispersion of their own culture and to put them a little bit back in touch with their own culture. There were five groups on the tour. There were the Louisiana Aces, a Cajun band from southwest Louisiana, Mr. Joe Polite, an extraordinary fiddler from a little town called Old Mines, Missouri, a little bit south east of St. Louis, one of the earliest French settlements in the United States. Who else did we have, Al?
Well, from Canada, we had Gilles Rat and his family, his wife Debbie and her sister Donna, who are wonderful step dancers, and you'll be able to hear their feet flying around. And playing behind them was Graham Townsend, a well-renowned and highly thought-of fiddler from Canada, who's won North American fiddling competitions five times, traveled all over the world. Also from Canada, from Montreal, Jean-Doc Charlebois, a marvelous lady and a great performer who sings the songs of La Bolduc, Madame Bolduc, a great folk singer of French Canada in the 20s and 30s. And most appropriately, a family from Burlington, Vermont, Louis Baudouin and his family. So, lots of very exciting things to hear.
For sure. What are we going to start with?
Well, we're going to start off way down south with the Louisiana Aces. Two of them are old friends of ours, and the third was a delightful new acquaintance. The group consists of Marc Savoie, who is a premier accordion player and accordion maker from up in Eunice, Louisiana, the prairie country, Mr. D.L. Menard, a Cajun guitar player and chair maker from down the southern part of Cajun country, a little town called Erath.
And an extraordinary singer.
Extraordinary singer.
The French Hank Williams.
And a new acquaintance for us, a man named Doc Guidry, Deputy Doc Guidry from Houma, Louisiana.
So we go now to the gymnasium of St. Monica's School in Barrie, Vermont in May of 1977. For the Festival de Dumont.
The music that you're hearing tonight is a music that's very popular back home in Louisiana. It's very popular in our homes because it's a very big part of our lives. It's not just popular in homes, but it's popular in big nightclubs. People back home never sit down like you're doing here tonight and just watch musicians. They all like to dance. And nightclubs at home on Saturday nights are just filled to overflowing with dancers. And if ever you have a chance to visit Louisiana and have a chance to see a Cajun dance, I think that you will really find the two steps like we just now played, the dance steps and the waltz is very, very beautiful. You just heard a two-step that we call two-step de Bayou que Tortue, the turtle-tail Bayou two-step. None of this music is written down on paper. We didn't learn it from books. In fact, neither one of us are professional musicians. I own and operate a music store. Dale operates a chair factory. And Doc here on the fiddle is a deputy sheriff. So none of us are really professional musicians. We only do this as sort of like a hobby, as a pastime. And we didn't learn this from books. We learned it from our parents, who learned it from their parents. We're going to do a song now, a beautiful waltz that we call La Jolie Blonde, the Beautiful Blonde.
Thank you.
When our ancestors came to Louisiana about 200 years ago, our music wasn't like it sounds tonight, because this noisy little contraption here hadn't even been invented yet. The accordion, this thing here is known as the Cajun-style accordion, and this didn't arrive in Louisiana until the late 1890s, somewhere around then. So when our ancestors came from Canada, they brought with them just the fiddle and the little triangles. There was no accordion yet. And, of course, when the music came from Canada, there was jigs, reels, a lot of polkas, mazurkas, country dances, besides the waltz and the two-step, which we still play today. But for some reason or another, the jigs and the reels and all the songs that the Canadians play, which our forefathers played also, for some reason, that all of that was lost. And all we have left are two-steps, waltzes, very, very, very few jigs and very few reels, and one or two polkas. All the rest of the music, all the rest of the steps have been lost. And I think the reason for that is that the Cajun people, the whole way of life, they want to simplify everything. The life is simple and the music is simple. The music that we play is very, very simple music. And all of these jigs and reels were very hard to play on the accordion when this hit the scene. So that a lot of people, I guess, just figured, well, this is too hard to play on the accordion, so we're just going to stick to the easy stuff, like the waltzes and just two steps. So that's the reason that our music now is consists of one slow song and one fast song, a waltz and a two-step. We're going to do something now that's more in the traditional sense, more like the music sounded 200 years ago, with two fiddles and the guitar. We don't have the triangle with us tonight, so we'll substitute the guitar for the triangle. We're going to do a song and do it in both styles. The traditional style of playing Cajun fiddling was just the second fiddler who would play the chords on the violin, something like that there, and the other fiddle player would play the melody. We're going to do a song that we sang both of us in. It's the name of the song is Dans le cœur de la ville, in the heart of the village, and it's a love song about a boy that falls in love with a girl. And when he was there, there wasn't anything more beautiful. Il n'y avait rien aussi beau. But when he wasn't there, elle avait deux trois autres beaux. She had two or three other boyfriends. So this is a song. We're going to do half of it in the traditional style. And towards the other half, we're going to play it like in a more modern style, which the harmony part of the melody. Dans le cœur de la ville. Thank you.
pezza chi con me. Tu sa che passe a pex te chi te. Non me che la pe a chi se ca me me. Pezze te madre.
Like I was saying, none of this music here is, there's very, very little of it that's written down. It's a lot of people coming into the area at home that wants to buy Cajun songs or Cajun sheet music really has a problem because there's so little of it that's put down to music. And most of the songs that we play, being that we have no written words for them, everybody sings them in a, sort of like a different way. He adds a little bit of himself to the song. And the next song that we're going to do is called the Mamu Two-Step. And the name Mamu is, well, it's a name for a town back home. It's a very small town. And there's a lot of songs that are named either after a bayou, like we played for you a while ago, the Turtle Tail Two-Step, or the name of a town, or the name of a tree, or even a name of some animals, these songs, being that there was, that's the only way that people could remember what they were talking about. So we're going to do a song for you now. It's called the Mamu Two-Step. Thank you.
And you are listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. This is Encore. And we're listening to recordings from Le Festival de Demande that was in 1977 in Barrie, Vermont. Currently, the people playing are Marc Savoy, Dion Menard, and Doc Guidry.
We're going to compress some air again. We call this thing back home a Cajun air compressor. Maybe some of you might be surprised to know that back home that there's over 1 million people in Louisiana that speaks French. It's not exactly the same French of yours, but it's assez près qu'on peut se comprendre.
C'est entre le Canada et entre la France et puis on met la petite brindille d'anglais dedans, mais on se comprend comment? J'aimerais jouer la dernière chanson pour la soirée. Je vous garantis, si vous êtes apprécié le programme, autant que nous autres on apprécie de l'emmener, ben vous êtes appelés de l'apprécier. Il y a plein des autres qui vont jouer. There's many, many more that's going to play. And I'm sure y'all going to enjoy the show tonight.
Ça se fait lâche par la patate.
Ah. On va jouer une petite danse que j'ai composée moi-même. Une petite danse qu'on appelle Je peux plus t'oublier. I can't forget you.
You've heard just now, there's another style of music in Louisiana done by the black people, and it's Cajun music right along. It's done in Cajun French, but it has more of a blues influence than the music that we've played tonight, and the type of music is called Zydeco, and what we call Zydeco back home, it's snap beans, but for some reason or other, the black people has adopted the word Zydeco, referring to the type of music that they play, and the song that we're going to do for you now is called Les Zydeco sont pas salés. The snap beans aren't salty.
Mm-hmm.
Vous êtes à l'écoute à KRVS 88.7 et ça c'était Marc Savoie, D.L. Menard et Doc Guidry en 1977 au Festival de Deux Mondes et ça s'était passé au Vermont, Barry, Vermont. On va passer à le prochain performer. Ça va être Joe Polite. Il était un violoniste de Missouri. Et je vais laisser les garçons introduire Joe Polite.
From the Festival de Deux Mondes, the Louisiana Aces. Snap beans are not salty. Folk Festival USA continues now with a very special inaugural program for this season. And with us in the studio are Al McKenney and Andy Wallace, who have put together this festival that toured through the state of Vermont this May. And Andy, who's up next?
Well, next we're going to listen to Mr. Joe Polite, who is a fiddler extraordinaire from a little town called Old Mines, Missouri, which was one of the earliest French settlements in North America. When the French came down the Mississippi Valley way back in the 16th century, they found the land there good and settled there, were the only people there until the middle of the 19th century, at which point westward expansion began and those outsiders and Yankees started to move in. At this time, there's not a whole lot left of the French culture that was originally there, but there are still a few old-timers who are hanging on to their traditions, and Joe is certainly one of them. He bears the musical tradition, the language. He was a mule trader for many years. He's an extraordinary man. He was brought to our attention by an interesting group called the Missouri Friends of the Folk Arts that are up in St. Louis, went down, spent a couple years doing field work in the old mines area, and brought Joe to our attention. Julia Olin, who was the person who did the bulk of the recording, or one of the two or three people who did, is here accompanying him on guitar. Let's take a listen to Joe Polite and Julia Olin.
I'm afraid, although I've been trying to work on him, Joe's not much of a man to talk up here. But he told me an awful interesting story about how his own family came into Missouri, and I'd like to tell you if you don't mind. But I guess he doesn't mind. He said that his grandfather was an Indian, and his family was living in Illinois, and another tribe came and killed his parents and stole the child away. But after a while, they figured they better get rid of that child because, you know, when somebody saw him, they'd realize they would be blamed for what they had done. So they left the baby with another family, a family of old people who really couldn't take care of him. And the local priest, who was a Frenchman, found out about it, and he took the child in and raised him and gave him the name of Robert Polite. And when Robert Polite grew up, he married a French woman in Illinois, and they came across the river in a little boat, a skiff, which was all there was at the time, I guess, and they would swim their animals alongside the boat. And they had an old horse, and they brought it over with them, and they began to farm out in the territory of Old Mines, which is where Joe lives today. Well, they would farm, and in the fall, they would let the old horse out to pasture when they were through with him. And I said that every year, for 13 years, this old horse would run away from home in the fall and swim across the Mississippi River, and they'd have to go chase him down. We'd like to play a hornpipe now called Durang's Hornpipe. We're going to pick up here and move over to the side of the stage, and Joe is going to play what's one of my favorite tunes. It's called The Old Rock Road. I'd like to play now an old tune called Leather Breeches.
Leather Breeches?
Thank you.
Leather Breeches, a tune that comes to us from fiddlers and fiddle music and literature from almost all over the world. In this case, from a French fiddler from Missouri by the name of Joe Polite. When it comes from Scotland and other places, it's known as Lord MacDonald's Reel. I'm sure you'll probably hear a couple of names for it if you go out to almost any fiddle festival. This particular festival, however, was the Festival de Deux Mondes, an experience really created for the Vermont Council on the Arts.
And you are listening to Encore here on KRVS 88.7. Beautiful fiddle tunes by Joe Polite that we just heard from the Festival de Deux Mondes in 1977 in Barrie, Vermont. And don't forget, you can check the website anytime for a playlist of this show as well as our other locally produced shows. You can also check the website for podcasts of each show. If you missed your favorite show, it's up on the website. And as far as checking playlists go, there's a new way that I've learned to check them that is way easier than clicking on the playlist button. You go to krvs.org and click on schedule. And if you click on schedule, you can look down and pick the day. You can scroll to the sides and pick which day you were listening. And then you can find a list of the programs that played that day. And if you know about what time the show played on that day, you can click on the side of that show and you can find the playlist right next to it. So easy. So check it out. Go to krvs.org and click on schedule. Select the day and scroll down to find the program. And next to it will be a playlist icon. We're going to get back to the music from Festival de Deux Mondes.
Al McKenney. Al, who's up next?
We have Gilles Rat and Graham Townsend. Graham Townsend playing fiddle. An amazing fiddler. Comes from a family and a life surrounded by music. His father was a renowned Canadian square dance caller. And Graham, at a very early age, started playing fiddle, having heard that music all his life. Won his first North American fiddle competition at 14 years old. Has won four more since. Doesn't go to competitions anymore because it's pretty much agreed that if he competes, he wins, so he just doesn't show. Or if he does, he just comes as a guest. He's made dozens of records and traveled all over Canada and the world, and is just an amazing man, a real sweet guy, and a great fiddler. With him is Gilles Rat, who's been dancing with Graham and Graham's daddy's show since he too was a young man, and they've known each other for a long time. An amazing French-Canadian step dancer, and with him are his wife Debbie and her sister Donna Lowe, who are also great dancers. We'll be able to hear their feet flying away as the music plays.
All right. Graham Townsend and Gilles Rat. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now to get into the topic of French folklore. There was a gentleman a good many years ago, about 1928, 1929, by the name of Joseph Allard. He recorded many great French melodies, and on the Star label, those 78s. And he's still living today at the age of 73. He's playing just as good today as he did 25, 30 years ago. And he recorded this tune called La Rille de Pointe-au-Pec. Now, to get into some more folklore, I'd like to present to the microphone Gilles Roy and Les Danseurs Québécois.
Merci beaucoup, Madame, Monsieur. Thank you.
Oh, we should have those people back. On devrait les rappeler, hein? Encouragez-les un peu, là.
And that was Graham Townsend with a couple dancers, recorded live at the Festival de Deux Mondes in 1977 in Barrie, Vermont. We're going to finish out the show with some more Graham Townsend. But first, thank you for joining me here for Encore. You're on KRVS 88.7 Lafayette, Lake Charles. Again, don't forget to check the website, like I said earlier, for the podcasts and playlists. Also, you don't have to wait for the fundraiser to support KRVS. You can support year-round, and if you appreciate public radio, your public radio for the Acadiana area, you can go to krvs.org and click on the support icon. It's safe and secure on our website, and we thank you very much for doing so. Encore airs every Saturday at 7 a.m. and every Sunday at 3 p.m. And I hope you enjoyed today's show with a little bit of the American Francophone people. We've got people from Louisiana, Missouri, and had a little bit of Quebecois at the end there. And we're going to finish off with Graham Townsend. I'll see you next week. Stay tuned to KRVS.
We'd like to this time try to fill some of the requests that we had for French medleys. So we'll start off with a number recorded a good many years ago. And we also have this on our long play album, which is for sale out in the lobby, with Bob's Double Clock. Thank you. Many, many years ago, in the province of Quebec, back about 1910, 1911, there was a gentleman who had committed a terrible crime, and of course, like the olden days, they used to mount the person on top of a horse, take him to the closest tree there, with a beautiful little rope hanging down, just ready for the kill. And there was a violin laying beside the tree, and they asked this gentleman, they said, if you can play us a tune on the violin, we'll just forget about the hanging and you can be on your way. The violin was tuned like this. And the man was lucky enough that he was able to compose a piece of music very, very fast so he wouldn't be hung. So several years after, friends asked him in the village, what would he call this piece of music? And he said, well, English it would be the hangman's reel, and in French it's called La Reel de Pendu.
Hi, this is Cheryl Castillo. Join me each week on The Exchange for conversations with musicians, artists, dancers and writers, poets and actors, and everything else in between. Tuesdays at 1 p.m., Wednesdays at 3 a.m., here on listener-supported public radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.